I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Next vacation, right? I want Australia. She wants Italy. I like snorkeling. She likes garlic. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, she says to me, do I need her? Jesus, Benny, what kind of a question is that? I mean, need. What does it really mean to need somebody?
Benny, fuel line. Hey, Waldo, could you answer that phone? Hey, hello.
I need a check, Benny. COD.
A minute. Meet me in the office.
All right.
Whoa! Put that out, put that out, put that out. I got a fuel line broke.
Hey, Benny. June's on the phone again.
Well, tell her I'll call her back, find out what she wants.
It's an emergency. She says you're running low on peanut butter super chunks.
Emergency. All right. The issue is jelly. You only like two kinds. You either like grape or boysenberry, which... Yeah, 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 peanut butter. I know, super crunch. All right, I'll see you at 6, okay? Bye.
Hey, thanks for waiting, man. I'm afraid the best we could do for you is gonna be, it's gonna be $7.50.
But I think if you check around, you'll see that that is a really good deal.
Yeah.
That is a really very good deal, ma'am. A little too good.
Let's do it.
June! Mrs. Smale, please, let me explain.
Beware.
The winds of reason shall blow stern.
What?
I'm done, Mr. Peril. I'm done. The mule's turned to glue. She wanders off unescorted. She has sudden outbursts. She's simply unmanageable.
Mrs. Smith, please, wait. Please, let me talk to her. I can talk to her. You can't quit on such short notice.
No, I'm sorry, son. In Ireland, we have a saying. When a boat runs ashore, the sea has spoken.
Listen, she's going to be alone every day until I find another housekeeper. I'm not leaving her alone at night, too.
She'll bring her. What's she going to do? She paints and she reads.
Yeah, she paints, she reads. She lights things on fire.
That happened once. Look, we got a fire extinguisher. Just bring her.
Now, get your ass over here. Don't forget the Louis Prima record, Yomi. Remember, always play for keeps, right?
All right. Yeah, I'll be there. Okay. June? Dinner? Spaghetti and salad?
In that order?
What happened between you and Mrs. Smale?
She was given the fits of semi-precious metaphors.
The woman is a housekeeper, June, not an English professor.
She moved things.
She said you wandered off? Did you leave the house alone?
Define alone.
You know full well what I'm talking about. Listen, while I'm at work, I can't be worried about whether or not you're knocking another housekeeper into retirement. First, there was Mrs. Larkspur.
A woman deeply and hygienically disturbed. Her hair smelled.
Well, then it was Mrs. Pilts.
Pilts? The answer's in the question. Let's face it, Benjamin. Hiring housekeepers is not your forte.
Oh, yeah? Well, until I do find another housekeeper, you are going to stick close to the house. You understand? Now, have some salad. Oh, by the way, I want you to come with me to my poker game.
Benny.
Come on, you'll have a good time. Web belt and buckle.
Classical Greek martini shaker.
6 turkey feather darts.
I'll see you with the Deanna Durbin album.
Come on.
And I'll raise you with the stethoscope.
Does it have little plastic earpieces on the end?
What do you care? You never win, Mike.
Yeah, well, if I do, I don't want them stabbing my eardrums. Steering wheel knob.
Salad shooter!
56 Plymouth tire iron.
Foldo.
Well, you must have a good hand, huh?
No, I'm bluffing.
Really?
Come on. You got to play to find out. Come on.
Okay. 150 feet of coaxial cable. Show him.
Full house, jacks over for us.
Oh, shit. Thought he was bluffing.
Will someone get some air to his brain? He was bluffing about bluffing, Mike.
You're a real pal, Benny. I tell you what, I got a solution to your housekeeper problem. You can have my roommate.
Oh, that's a terrific offer, Benjamin. Save you from the wretched chores, Smale shopping. Those places are such drudgery, aren't they? Montgomery and Smales, Smales and Roebuck, Smales are us.
June, you got a roommate? When'd you get a roommate?
Since last week. My cousin pounded into town, and my life's gone from heaven to hell in 7 days.
Just like the good Lord intended.
Yeah, 26 years old, he can't even read. Spends all day polishing my plastic forks.
When you say, he can't read, what do you mean, like words?
Yeah, and he keeps me up all night watching stupid old movies. My work's starting to suffer.
You install cable TV.
June, will you please glue your sequins?
Have we an internal sequin issue to deal with, Benjamin?
All right, can we make this the last hand? Come on, play cards.
Two tickets, tomorrow night's baseball game.
One pocket fisherman.
Fold.
Do you ever stay in?
Snorkel mask.
She really knows how to rattle the day help.
You know, I think we need to find someone more understanding than Mrs. Smale.
Now tell me something. How are you two getting along?
Us? Fine. Normal. You know, fine. What?
I'll level with you. I think it's time you gave some serious consideration to a group home.
She already has a home.
Benny, she'd be with her peers.
Yeah, she hates her peers. She's already quit the two-day centers to prove it. Look, all we need right now is a new housekeeper.
Well, I know of no one else. You've been up and down the list. Now, you might want to entertain the possibility that there's some people more capable of handling these episodes than you. I'm beginning to think that you two living together may not be the best thing anymore.
I'm her brother, and I'm her only family, and we've done just fine. The two of us for 12 years.
Yes, but her stress level is always a factor in her display of symptoms. Her agitation should be kept to a minimum.
Everybody gets agitated. Sometimes it's the only option.
Benny, don't get me wrong. I'm impressed how you've managed this long. But a group home would give her a chance to develop other relationships. Also, we don't know this, but what if she were capable of a part-time job? They'd encourage her in that direction. These are very nice places. Nurturing, supportive.
I'm not farming her out.
I have every right to the outside, officer. I have every right.
Yes, ma'am. May I see some ID, please?
Start that brake job yet?
June called. She says that you've run out of tapioca.
She what?
Oh, and the police will corroborate.
Holy shit. Listen, Jack, you want to go to the baseball game tonight?
Hey, thanks, Benny.
Box seat. Hello? June? Yeah.
Steve.
Oh, hello. How's it going?
I appreciate the deal on the engine.
Oh, good. No problem. Is it running all right?
Yeah, it's running great.
Oh, good.
So, can I make it up to you with some dinner?
Some dinner? You serious?
Yeah, dinner with you.
You know what? I can't. I mean, I'd like to. I mean.
Okay.
Okay. $18.15. $17.16. $18.15.
You caught the corner.
It was a foot off the table.
It was not.
Juniper.
Benjamin, don't underestimate the mentally ill. We know how to count.
Okay, fine. $17.16.
You can't give me what was already mine. You're trying to cheat.
I'm not cheating.
You're cheating.
June, I don't cheat. You're the one who's cheating.
You're all trying to cheat me. You're trying to cheat.
Yeah. I spoke to some of the guys on the staff, Benny. Nobody wants to be a housekeeper.
Interview with Mrs. Finley in 2:34.
I will. Keep trying. But I got to tell you honestly, I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Bye. Okay, Stevie. I can't even keep a goldfish alive. What chance do I have with June? If something bad happened to her, I'd never ever be able to forgive myself.
A group home is the right thing for her, Benny.
Yeah, this is definitely for her own good.
Hey, it's for both your own good. How much longer can you do this to yourself? Your life is literally passing you by.
You're right. You're right. What am I doing with myself? I spend my life working on cars and taking care of my sister. I can't even have a relationship without having to worry about how June is gonna fit in.
You know, once you get settled in, you could actually take a vacation. Travel a little. I can hold down the fort, no problem.
Travel? Travel?
Benny. There's a whole world out there, man. I mean, picture yourself on the open road, wind in the hair in the El Camino, highway stretching out. What's that? Up ahead. A lovely motorist, stranded. Carburetor trouble. Better investigate.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna be stopping at a payphone every 15 minutes to call June to see how she's doing.
Okay. Let's see. Black Sabbath over there.
Flashlight?
It's not a flashlight. It turns out it's a brush kind of a thing and a hat.
Fanning.
Where's the batteries? You didn't win batteries. What are you talking? Who gets the ice nudie?
Those are mine.
Okay, hey, guys, come on, hurry it up, huh? Well, we'll start without you.
I've been known to play a little cards.
Box of 30-06 cartridges.
Medium-sized green-haired troll.
Self on a rope, slightly used.
Three.
Cards.
Three.
Cards.
Two.
The dealer takes.
Three. Pass.
Regrout my shower. Blue grout.
I fall. Shampoo my dog.
Lava lamp.
Scrape and paint the exterior of my house.
Hey, come on. Slow down, you guys, okay? This is supposed to be reasonable stakes.
That's a C and a raise. You follow me?
You take my cousin off my hands.
Wait. Just stop. All right, Betty's gonna strangle you guys.
Chill out, Thomas.
Soon we gotta go.
Flush.
Full house.
Yes.
Oh, Benny, tonight's your lucky night.
Mike warned her. It was for keeps, Benny.
What? Oh, it was for keeps.
I lost.
What's in the pot?
A cousin.
Oh, don't you give me that crap. You took advantage.
Of your sick sister. A heart flush is a perfectly respectable hand.
Not respectable enough.
Hey, shut up, Mike. I am not taking this guy home.
You have to, man. Remember the bet I lost last year when I had to replate your socket set? I didn't back out, did I?
You can't bet a human being.
Oh, well, if you're gonna be a baby about it.
All right, Mike. You want to play like that? I'll take him. I may not be responsible for what I'm gonna do to him, but I'll take him. Oh, man.
What are you doing, you stupid jerk?
Oh, there's something wrong with your car.
What did you do with my hubcaps?
I don't know. I'm Sam.
So I hear. I'm Benny.
With an N?
Yeah. Two of them. This is June.
With an N?
One. You're out of your tree.
It's not my tree.
I think I need a beer.
Hey, Benny, wait a minute. Where are you going? Come here, man. Give me a jump. Hey!
You're going with them.
Oh, God bless you.
pal. I'm trying to work here, if you don't mind.
Oh, my God. I've just been looking for my boyfriend. Have you seen him? He's a cute guy with a little mole on his right cheek.
Hey, Ruthie, one of your ghosts come back to haunt you?
Oh, Brad! Oh, Brad! Brad, please don't be Brad! Brad, I never got a chance to tell you what you meant to me. Oh, Brad, please!
It's you. You're you. Ruthie Mellon, a co-star of The Prom Queen Mutilator with Dick Beebe.
You saw that?
He was mine. He was mine!
No, Cindy, you're sick. Cindy, you need help. No, Cindy! No! No!
Don't touch it.
It's paint.
Yes.
Kirk Douglas, Van Gogh, here.
These are yours. You can sleep here. All right? Come on, it's late. Let's brush your teeth and hair.
I can brush my own teeth, Benjamin.
Fine.
Hair, too.
Perfect. Come on.
Oh, Benny. Hey, Benny. Thanks for the couch. Mike made me sleep under the sink.
Oh. You're welcome. Good night.
Good night. Mentally ill. Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, don't worry about it. But just let her go about her routine, you know? Her routine is everything to her. Oh, and don't hang around her room while she's painting. Oh, she hates that.
No.
If she runs hot and cold on you, just ignore it. That's just the way it works. Well, listen, if she starts talking to herself, don't worry about it, but don't answer.
Okay.
She sometimes hears voices in her head. That comes with the territory, too. And, just make sure that nothing, and, you know, I mean nothing, happens to her.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
having a Boo Radley moment, are we?
What'd you do with a cousin? The bus station? The river? What? Throw him in the river?
No, I took him home.
You took him home?
Yeah.
To your house?
Yeah, to my house.
What, are you crazy?
Hey, believe me, it's only temporary.
Great. Hey, maybe he can tell June about the group home, huh?
Listen, if I'm gonna do this group home thing, I gotta figure out the best way to tell her, you know what I mean? Where's Waldo? Is he not here yet?
No.
All right, that's it. I'm going to have a talk with him.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm calling him right now. What's his phone number?
555-0944.
Where's Sam?
I didn't mean to kick him out. I mean, I didn't kick him out. He just left.
Whoa. What happened? Did something happen?
He just left. He was in the air and with a thing, and it was really loud. It was really loud. And all I just kept seeing. He didn't mean to do it.
Do it? What? What did he do?
He cleaned the house.
And you kicked him out for that?
Maybe I should invite him back in.
Yeah. Before someone sticks a stamp on his head and mails him to Guam.
Some cultures are defined by their relationship to cheese.
Is that a fact?
He can really cook, can't he?
Yeah. Although for grilled cheese, I might have used the wool setting.
That's what I told him.
Really? What did he use?
Rayon. Silk would have been too soggy. Cotton would have...
Would have burned it.
Right. Fortunately, he consulted me before giving it steam. I was four square against it. Wish he could be my new Smail.
The melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest in the sweet by and by. We shall meet at that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
You need some help? Dear Mom, I've departed Mike's with love and gratitude, and am now living with Benny and June Pearl, two magnificently devoted new friends. Benny's predisposition to hypertense Irish monologuists notwithstanding, he has given me a job as a domestic engineer and seems pleased with my performance so far. With love, Sam.
Wow. I didn't know I could talk like that. Tapioca?
Let me know if you need anything, okay?
You don't like raisins?
Not really.
Why?
They used to be fat and juicy. Now they're twisted. Like they had their life stolen. Well, they taste sweet, but really they're just humiliated grapes. I can't say I'm a big supporter of the Raisin Council.
Did you see those raisins on TV? The ones that sing and dance and stuff?
They scare me.
Yeah, me too.
It's sick. The commercial people, they make them sing and dance so people will eat them.
It's a shame about raisins.
Cannibals.
Yeah. Do you like avocados?
They're a fruit, you know.
Ruthie? Do you got any avocados?
June?
You're very pretty when you're off work, Ruthie.
Thank you. Maybe I should quit my job, huh?
Where the hell have you two been?
Oh, don't worry. They're with me. We were just running some errands.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Hi.
You're running errand? You ran an errand?
Yes, I did. I ran an errand.
Oh, no.
They're both named Stephen. One with a V and one with a PH.
Look, look, look. Ruthie's movie.
Yes, and she's staying for dinner, too.
Come on in, come on in. So why'd you leave?
L.A.? I wasn't that good of an actress.
Well, that's not how Sam tells it. He's raving about you.
Yeah, well, he's sweeter than he is judgmental. How long have you known him?
Sam? 72 hours?
Be serious.
I am. Serious.
Really?
I'm always serious. I'm too serious. Do you ever get to the point in your life where nothing makes any sense?
Can we just turn this off?
Come back.
No.
You! Hey. Why did you do this? You're sick.
You need help.
Let me. Don't.
He was mine. He was mine. And if I can't have him, no one can.
Not even you.
You didn't have to buy that same dress.
But you were my sister, Cindy.
I'm sorry about me and Brad. We didn't mean to fall in love at the party. It just happened. Let's just forget about it, okay? There'll be other boys, other midnight swims, other prom dresses. No!
Cindy!
No, Cindy!
Try it again. See, there's only two reasons the car won't start. Either you're not getting fuel or you're not getting fire. You've got fire. I think you better let me drive you home. Sorry.
Thanks. Here it is.
Second job, huh?
Yeah. Gotta make those ends meet, Camilla.
This is just how I imagined your place. Well.
You wanna come in or you wanna?
Oh. No. Come in. A minute.
Oh, what is this?
Nice porch.
Pretty nice fish June gave you.
Oh, yeah, those fish. Yeah, I was shocked. That was nice fish. I mean, yeah.
I never had a fish.
What? Not even as a kid?
No. Underprivileged childhood, I guess.
Downright un-American, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Have one of mine if you want.
No, I couldn't possibly. I mean, they were a gift.
But, you know, you could borrow it, you know, we could share it. Like joint custody, you could take it on the weekends, you know. What is this? Wow.
Sit down, son. You're making me nervous.
Oh.
Yeah. Want a beer?
Yeah. You know what? I better not. I gotta get going. I better get going. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll take a rain check on the beer.
Okay. I got the doors.
Do you want to go to dinner?
You ever been married?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah? Great. See ya.
See ya. Right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Benny, would you come inside a moment?
Sure.
Who's the new housekeeper?
The new... Oh, this friend just came to stay with us for a while, but...
June tells me he's a man.
Well, you know, June, how flowery she gets with words.
So she's lying? I mean, is it a man or isn't it?
Well, yes, technically. He's really just a guy, a friend.
So where does this leave the group home decision? I take it you haven't talked to her about it yet.
No, not yet.
The admission date is less than a week away.
But you see, the thing is, she's really doing fine. She seems content and everything. Let's just leave it at that for now.
Let me know when you want to talk to her about it.
I'll let you know. Okay. Bye.
Hello.
I want to help.
Ah. Wonderful.
Okay.
If you'd like to fill out this application, I'll be right with you.
not so hard.
Wow. You actually have cuticles.
I know. It's amazing. What the hell is he doing?
Mashed potatoes. So are you and Ruthie considering itemhood? Are you? Benjamin and Benjamin sitting in the tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes the lamb, then comes the marriage.
Get out of here.
Then comes the little Richmonds and Benjamins and the baby kid.
I'm just taking her out to dinner.
Good joke.
You like that?
Uh-huh. What time you got?
It's 11.
Huh. Oh, nose?
Right, exactly.
Huh. Don't think I've ever asked anybody the time before and had it been right on the nose.
That's weird, isn't it? It's right on the nose.
Do you want to come in for a while? That beer waiting for you.
You know what? I should probably go.
Okay.
Listen, can I tell you something?
What?
You see, my life is just real. Complicated and...
Give me a break, Benny. I just offered you a beer, okay?
No.
Why don't we pick up Ruthie and get some ice cream?
Yeah, let's get her.
No.
Why?
Because she doesn't want to talk to me.
Oh.
Knock it off.
Oh.
Did you have to go to school for that?
No, no, I got thrown out of school for that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen. Why don't you guys go ahead? I'm just gonna hang out here for a while.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Go ahead. I'll see you at home later. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
That was great.
No, no, no. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
When the road gets dark and you can no longer see, just let my love throw a spark and have a little faith in me. When the tears you cry
this gift, and you shouldn't ignore it. You should be out there doing something with it.
Like what?
I don't know. All I know is I look at you and I say, this guy is something else. You're special. You're not some regular schmo like the rest of us who do what we do because we have to do it. You're blessed.
Benny?
What?
How sick is she?
She's plenty sick. Now listen to me. I've been doing some thinking.
Because, you know, it seems to me that, I mean, except for being a little mentally ill, she's pretty normal, you know?
You realize you could be the next Buster Keaton.
He's funny.
He's truly amazing. Will you see him?
Yeah, I'll see him.
You see him?
Yeah, you never know. You know, most of these guys just work locally, but some of them, the better ones, I can book in the out-of-town clubs.
You book them out-of-town?
I book them all over. I book them in Detroit, Boston, sometimes L.A.
Whoa, really? Can you see him tonight?
I'd love to see him tonight.
Hi.
Is my car ready?
How you doing? Come on in. Come on in. Listen, I want to apologize for the other night. That all came out wrong.
No, it's okay.
No, I really.
How's my car?
Oh, it's running great. Your fuel pump was shot. I threw in a new one. It's running great.
How much do I owe you?
I'll tell you what. Why don't you just give me $30 for the part? I'm not going to charge you for the labor, all right? Okay? Hey, listen. You're not doing anything later. I just lined up this thing for Sam.
What thing?
Well, it's kind of like an audition, you know, maybe his chance to make a living and all this crazy stuff that he does, you know, who knows, maybe he could travel, play clubs, I don't know, you know. So if you're not doing anything later and you feel like,
I don't know, Benny, I got food to deliver and apartments to rent and my life's pretty complicated right now, you know? Thanks. Bye.
We'll lay out the whole routine right after dinner. You know what you could start with? Do you remember the role thing you were doing in the diner?
Who died and made you Ed McMahon?
What is your problem? This is his chance to do something, be somebody.
He is somebody.
Yeah, I know, but he wants to be more.
You don't know what he wants.
I know he doesn't want to be a housekeeper for the rest of his life. If you're worried about getting a noose mail, don't worry about it. We'll get a noose mail.
He's not my smail.
Housekeeper, whatever.
We have to tell him.
What? Tell me what?
Benny? June and I are, you know.
Bullshit. You.
No, no. Follow me.
Get
Don't.
The fuck out.
You can't throw him out. I want him.
Just settle down. Just settle down.
I love him.
Yeah? Well, you are crazy.
I am not crazy.
You see what we've come to? You see?
I hate you!
Get you anything?
Tapioca.
Tapioca?
Mm.
Okay. Anything on it?
Raisins.
Hi, how you doing?
You're out late.
Yeah. Listen, do you have any tapioca?
Geez, Benny, I've heard a lot of lines in my life, but...
No, it's not for me, it's for June.
Come on in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got that.
Shut up!
No.
Sir, sir, stop the bus, please. Please stop the bus.
I am going to see my sister. Now, would you please just tell me her room number?
Please, sir, could you just come back in the morning?
Let me talk to her goddamn doctor.
I'm sorry. She doesn't want any visitors, not you or anyone else.
She doesn't want to see me?
No, and she doesn't want to leave. Benny, why don't you go home? Get some sleep. I promise I'll keep in touch.
I hope you're happy. I hope you are happy with what you have done to her. You just stay the hell away from my sister.
No. No.
You want to know why everyone laughs at you, Sam? Because you're an idiot. You're a first-class moron.
You're scared.
What?
You're scared. I can see it. And I know why. I used to look up to you. But, now I can't look at you at all.
Come down.
waiting so long. Somebody holds the key. Well, I'm weary, and I just ain't got the time. And I'm wasted and can't find my way home.
Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah. Sam, thanks a lot.
Have a nice day. Can I help you?
Yeah, I hope so.
Hi, Benny.
Thomas. How is she? Tell me the truth.
She's been better, Benny.
All right, well, you gotta tell me what room she's in.
335. But don't even think about it, Benny. It's a closed ward. No visitors.
No, we've gotta find June, please.
Thomas, you gotta get us in there to see her.
It's impossible, Benny.
What do you mean it's impossible? Listen, I just need 2 minutes with her.
Benny, I'll get fired.
Thomas, I'm begging you as a friend.
I'd love to help you out, Benny, but Garvey's gonna be in there to check on us soon. My hands are tied. My hands are tied!
What room did he say?
335.
You're supposed to be in here.
What room did you come out of?
get the door. Get the door.
How to get past security?
Three on in, one get through.
What the door? Fire.
Look, I know you want to be left alone, but you do not belong in here. Now, how would you like to try living in your own apartment?
An apartment?
Yeah. There's an apartment available in Ruthie's building.
You'd let me live in an apartment?
That's up to you. I'm through making those decisions for you. Listen, I'm sorry I was such a jerk. And about Sam, I was wrong. I was dead wrong.
I scared him away?
No, you didn't. He's here.
He is not.
He's here. He got me in here. He's somewhere in the building.
He is not. You'd never let me have him. God. Why do you hate me so much?
I don't hate you.
You need me to be sick.
Juniper Pearl's chart, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, wait, Wally! Wait, Wally, what is that?
He's mine. I've been looking for him.
You sure?
Yeah.
No, it's okay. I'll take care of him.
Good.
Yeah, go on. Sidewalk.
Save it up. You can't be in here.
Where's June's room?
Come on.
I've got to see him.
Can you give me any reason why I shouldn't have you arrested?
It's that one.
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
Sam, where are you going?
Benny, this is exactly what we were trying to avoid. By now, June would be in a caring and controlled environment.
Isn't it obvious now that you two need some distance?
Why don't we ask June what she wants?
Sam, what are you doing? Hey, Sam, come on, get down right now.
I don't know exactly what I want. I do know that I'm tired of everyone telling me what to do.
Sam, come on, don't touch that. Sam, leave that. I'm begging you.
June, we want what's best for you. I know that. I think I want to try living in my own apartment.
Thank you, Dr. Garvey.
Come down right now, Sam!
What?
Whoa!
You okay?
Ouch.
Haven't we tried this before?
Yeah, but my life's a lot less complicated now. Is June inside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I will.